Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Dalet, and we will begin about Pei Gimel on the base, five lines from the bottom, the Legrari L'Lachase. We had learned in the previous shiur, the Mishnah taught us the halachas of Kisui Hadam, that if somebody shechs a chayah or a oif, he's obligated to do the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. We had learned further in the Mishnah that the halach of Kisui Hadam does not apply to Kachin. And the Gemara had suggested that the reason it doesn't apply to Kachim is because to put the halacha of Kisui Hadam requires that there be offer, to be sand below the blood and above the blood, and to put sand on the Mizbeach is impossible. It's either a chatzitza or it's changing the dimensions of the Mizbeach, and therefore putting sand, that there should be sand below the blood, is impossible. And even though, as we have learned in the previous shiur, having sand below the blood is not essential to accomplishing the mitzvah, the Gemara taught us, and that was the last piece of Gemara that we learned yesterday, that that's only in a situation where it's possible to have sand below the blood. But in a situation where it's impossible to have sand below the blood, then that it's impossible to have sand, makes the entire din of Kisui impossible, makes the entire din of Kisui not applicable. Ask the Gemara, why are we so quick to say, because of the reason that we just explained, that Kisui Hadam cannot be done? Ask the Gemara, V'legare V'lechasei, why shouldn't we just do Zrikas Hadam of Kachim on the Mizbeach and then scrape off that blood and then do Kisui Hadam? For ask the Gemara, Miloy Tanan, have we now learned a Mishnah, Dam Hanitif, if Dam splatters, or Shal Sakid, or if there's Dam on a knife, Chayiv L'Chasos? Do you have to scrape off the blood to do Kisui Hadam? Alma, the Gara Machsile, that there's an obligation to scrape off the blood in order to do Kisui Hadam. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara here too, yes, the blood of the carbon cannot be, we can't do Kisui Hadam when the blood is on the Mizbeach, but ask the Gemara, Hachanami, why not say, Nigra, that we should do Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, and then scrape off that dam, to Nechsile, and then do Kisui Hadam. So there's a fundamental machloitus Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara's question. The Rashba explains that the Gemara's question is that we have to do Kisui Hadam both below and above the Sakin, below and above the blood. And therefore, when we have blood sprinkled, blood on the knife or blood on the floor already, we want to do a proper Kisui Hadam, we have to scrape it off that dam to be able to do a proper Kisui Hadam. The Ra disagrees with the Rashba. And the Ra says that the only reason we have to scrape is in order to do Kisui Hadam on the top of the blood. But if to do Kisui Hadam on the bottom, that isn't the reason for scraping. And therefore, the nafkamina between these two approaches of the Rishonim is from which case of the Mishnah that we just mentioned is there a question. According to the Rashba, the question is from both cases, both the blood that splattered on the floor and the blood that splattered on a knife. That since we haven't done Kisui on the bottom, we have to scrape it off in order to do Kisui on the bottom and on the top. And therefore, the Gemara asks, the same thing should be done when the blood is on the Mizbeach. According to the Ra, the question is only from blood on the knife. Blood that's on the floor, according to the Ra, we could still save. We could put Kisui on top of that offer and accomplish Kisui Hadam. But blood on the knife, we can't leave the sand on the knife, obviously. And that's what the Gemara is asking, that just like there the halacha is, that we should do kisui hadam, we should do scraping in order to be able to accomplish kisui hadam. Here too, the blood in the mizbeach, we should scrape in order to do kisui hadam. However, the question is that we learned in the previous shiur that if there's blood of a behemah, on top of a behemah, then we do kisui hadam. So we see that clearly the opinion of the Ra'ah is correct, that we only do kisui, that we only have to be concerned about kisui on top, not on kisui on bottom. So how will the Rajba defend himself? So I saw a number of approaches how to defend the Rajba. One approach of the Rajba, one way of defending is that since the blood of the Chayah is on top of the blood of the behemoth, which is on top of the floor, so it's already considered as if there's offer below. So the only concern is about kisui lamala, not the kisui lamata. Another explanation is that indeed the Rajba would hold that if you had blood of the Chayah on top of the blood of the behemoth, and you could effectively scrape it off in order to be able to do kisui, both on bottom and top, so indeed would be the halacha. Just here we're referring to a situation where it's blood on top of blood, which is obviously difficult, if not impossible, to separate these, the mixture of the blood on top and the blood on bottom. That's why the Gemara says we can't do kisui on the bottom, so at least we should do kisui on the top. But indeed, in a case such as ours, where there's blood on the floor or blood on the knife, the Rajba would say that everybody agrees we have to do scraping, not just to be able to accomplish the kisui shalamala, but even to be able to accomplish kisui shalamata. So we're back to where we started. We've been suggesting, the Gemara has been suggesting, that there's no din of kisui hadam by kotshim, because there's no way to accomplish it. Why is that so? There is a way of accomplishing it, by scraping it. Answers the Gemara, indeed, either kotshim mizbeach, if the kotshim that we're referring to is kotshim mizbeach hachinami, it would be possible to do kisui hadam through scraping off the dam from the mizbeach. Hachimai skinet, when our Mishnah says that kisui hadam is not done by kotshim, it's talking about kotshim by the kabayis. We know that by kotshim by the kabayis, the halacha is that if you donate an animal, particularly an animal that can't be brought on the mizbeach, the halacha is that that animal is kotshim by the kabayis, and when it's slaughtered, it can't be eaten because it has the din of kotshim, and since it can't be slaughtered, it can't be eaten, it falls into the category of a shechita sheina ruya, which we've discussed many times. And a shechita sheina ruya doesn't have an obligation for shechita, a shechita that can't lead to eating. Ask the Gemara, v'lechinu, v'lechsinu. You're right. When we slaughtered it, and it's kotshim by the kabayis, it's a shechita sheina ruya. But we can be pointed to kotshim by the kabayis. And since we can be part of the kotshim by the kabayis, and at that point there won't be kotshim, and at that point there will be a shechita haruya, it should be subject to the halachas of kisui hadam. So the Mefarshim ask, maybe indeed, if you were part of it, if you were redeem it, it would be the halacha that it should be kisui hadam. What our Gemara is speaking about is in a case where you weren't part of it. So the Rishonim explain that the truth of the matter is that we're going to have to be part of this kotshim by the kabayis, because this animal that was made into kotshim by the kabayis, so what are we going to do with it? There's nothing we could do with it other than be part of it. And therefore the Gemara's question is, since we're ultimately not going to have a choice but to be part of it, that should make it fall into the category of a shechita haruya, and it should be like every shechita that has the chiyuv of kisui hadam. Answers the Gemara, binan hamada v'harocha. If we're referring to a situation that the animal was slaughtered when it was still kotshim by the kabayis, and we're only coming to be poyde it afterwards, it's too late, it's impossible to be poyde at that point. Because the halacha is that the Torah teaches us, according to the opinion of Rameyer we'll see in a moment, that any item that's kashim, an animal that's kashim, to be poided, it has to be standing. And here we're referring to a situation where it was already slaughtered. An animal that was already slaughtered is not subject to pidyon. As the Rishonim that we know, we've discussed many times at the beginning of our Masechta, that right after an animal is slaughtered, typically it's the mefarchis. It's still somewhat alive. It's still thrashing around. So that's in the category of hamada v'harocha. And indeed, the Ramban, because of this question, says that, yes, if you applied it immediately, it would, indeed the pigeon would, while it was still mefarchis, it would be a valid pigeon. Here we're referring to a situation that you weren't paid it yet, and since you weren't paid it, by the time it stops moving around, it isn't a candidate for pigeon because it needs hamoda v'harocha. Tosfos, however, explains that the concept that we said, the mefarchis is considered still somewhat alive, that's only regarding the halach, that's only regarding the question if an akum may eat it or only Jews may eat it. But certainly, you can't consider an animal that's mefarchis a live animal as far as hamada v'harocha are concerned, and therefore, pigeon is not an option, and since pigeon is not an option, therefore it remains the Shechita Sheina Ruya, which doesn't have an obligation of Kisui Hadam. Ask the Gemara, come on, who are we saying this explanation according? Because the explanation that we just gave really is based on two halachic concepts. One halachic concept was that a Shechita Sheina Ruya loy shema Shechita, and the other concept was that you need hamoda v'harocha. If you're going to say that we gave this explanation according to a mayor that indeed holds hakob hoy v'klal hamoda v'harocha, that all kachim require hamoda v'harocha, but as the Gemara, according to a mayor, the fact that it was a shechita shenaruya, the fact that you shechted it when it was kachim by the kabayis, which is not a shechita that's here to allow you to eat the meat, the mayor isn't disturbed with that, because the mayor's opinion is Shechita Sheina Ruya, Shema Shechita. And that's why we're going to learn the Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Shia. The Ramei's opinion is that once shechts an animal, and it turns out that the animal is a treifa, and therefore you won't be allowed to eat the animal, still, it's Chayiv in Kisui Hadam. Either of Shimon, and if we're going to say that this explanation was given according to Shimon, whose opinion we discussed many times in the previous parak, that holds Shechita Sheina Ruya Lo Shema Shechita, but he doesn't need Hamada V'Harocha. So therefore you could do Pidyon after the Shechita as well. So since you could do Pidyon after the Shechita as well, so Shecht it, even though it's a Shechita Sheina Ruya, then do Pidyon, because it doesn't require Hamada V'Harocha. So since you do Pidyon, it's no longer Kachim, and it should have the obligation to have Kisui Hadam. And going back to what we quoted from the Rishonim, and you're going to have to do that pidyon. You have nothing else to do with this kachi by the kabayis that were now slaughtered. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hi. Our Mishnah actually follows the opinion of Rabbi. The Nosav Le'alib the Tanoi. And Rabbi took different opinions of Tanoi. And the Gemara explains itself. B'shechita Sheina Ruya, as far as the question of Shechita Sheina Ruya, in that halachic concept, Savlak Rav Shimon, he agrees with Rav Shimon that Shechita Sheina Ruya, Lo Shema Shechita. Whereas regarding the issue of Hamada V'Harocha, and that concept he agrees with Rameya. And therefore, the Kach Ben Kabayis, the Shechita was the Shechita Sheina Ruya, and you can't say we paid it after that Shechita and make it into Chulin, because that, in that Halacha, he agrees with Rameya that Hamada V'Harocha is always required. Continues the Gemara, Vibay Seima, another answer, why Kachim are not, why Kachim ben Kabayis cannot be subject to the Halacha of Kisui Hadam. Kula Rav Shimon hi. We're really following the opinion of Rav Shimon. But what did the Gemara just say a moment ago? That yes, Rav Shimon's opinion is that a shechita shayna ruya loishma shechita, but on the other hand, Rav Shimon doesn't require hamada v'arocha. So why don't we just go repoida the kedushas by the kabayas after the shechita, and then it will turn into a shechita haruya, and she require kisi adam? Answer the Gemara v'shani ocha. Here it's somewhat different. Domakra, because the Torah teaches us the halacha of kisi hadam. The Torah says v'shofach v'chisa. Immediately after the shvichas dam, immediately after the shechita, we should do kisui hadam. Mishayna mechosa al shvich v'kisui. Immediately after the shechita, we should be able to do kisui hadam. Yotzezeh, however, in the situation that we're discussing, that shmechosa shvicha pediya v'kisui. There's a new step that has to be introduced. It has to have pidyon. And therefore, since the kisui hadam cannot be done immediately after the shechita, that's why it's not considered, that's not fulfilling what the Torah requires. And as the Ritva explains, even though we know there's a concept of kol ha'omed liftos kapadi domi, and therefore the pidyon is imminent, says the Ritva, still, since we have to go through the actual pidyon, and the actual pidyon is a significant act, and therefore the Gemara says, since it's a significant act, therefore it's considered a hefsik between the shvicha and the kisui. Says the Gemara, v'hashta dasis lahaki. Now that we have established that wherever there's a act that separates between the shechita and the kisui adam, there is no chiv kisui adam, where we began the shiur with, where we were suggesting that by kotshe mizbeach, there maybe is indeed a chiv of kisui adam because we scrape the dam off the mizbeach. The halacha is that that isn't true, because again, mishayna mechus al shvicha v'kisui. The only time there's a chiv of kisui adam is, as we're saying, that immediately after the shechita we should be able to do the kisui adam. But by the mizbeach, shemechus al shvicha grida v'kisui, there's another act that would have to be done, as we said at the beginning of today's shiur. We would have to scrape the blood off the mizbeach. And that, the Torah says, if you can't do the kisui immediately after the shechita, it's not considered a situation where you chayv kisui hadam. So ask the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, what was the havamin of the Gemara asked the Ritva? Right away, at the beginning of the shiur, when the Gemara suggested that we should do scraping, the Gemara should have given this teretz that scraping, if you have to do scraping between the shechita and the kisui, then there's no din of kisui adam. So Ritva gives two answers. One answer the Ritva suggests is that the Gemara and the Havamin assume that the only thing that this pasuk is teaching us is only the halacha that you have to do kisui adam. That the pasuk is also coming to teach us that there's nothing supposed to take place between the shechita and the kisui. At that point, the Gemara did not understand the pasuk that way. Another teretz the Ritva suggests is that in the Gemara thought in the Havamina that only pidyon redeeming the kachin is considered a significant act, and therefore is considered a hefsik between the shechita and the kisui hadam. But greda, scraping, is not considered a significant act, and therefore is not considered a hefsik. Only now does the Gemara come to the conclusion that not only is a pidyon considered a hefsik between the shechita and the kisui, but greda as well is considered a hefsik. So ask Tosfos, if we're saying that whenever we can't do the kisui immediately after the shechita, there is no chiv of kisui hadam, so ask Tosfos, we quoted a braisa at the beginning of today's shiur, that if there's blood on the knife, scrape the blood off, and then do kisui. But now we just learned, as Tosfos, that whenever there's an act that has to be done in between the shvicha, between the shechita and the kisui, it's not considered, there's no chiv of kisui hadam. Answers Tosfos that only by kachim, where there's an act that must take place, the pidyon, as we've been discussing, the scraping, as we were discussing, is it considered a hefsek? By a regular shechita, indeed, there may be blood on the knife, but that doesn't mean that there always has to be blood on the knife. a greater that must not necessarily take place is not considered a hefsek. Although there are rishonim that indeed, because of the question of Tosfos suggests, that the halacha that we quoted from that brayse at the beginning of the shir is not indeed the halacha, and that any time when scraping is required, the halacha would be there would be no chiyuv of kisui adam. The Gemara gives a third explanation why kachim are not mechuyev in kisui adam. Mabar Ravashi Amar Amakra Chaya Oif. When the Torah speaks about kachim, when the Torah speaks about kisui adam, the Torah says it applies to chaya oif. Now ma chaya, we know that the halacha is that you can never bring a carbon that's a chaya and a kaddish, af oif and a kaddish. Which oifis have a oifis also that are not kachim am mechuyev in kisui adam? Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're going to understand. Ima chayish ein b'minay kaddish. So then we should say only chaya that doesn't have a, there's no chaya that's ever brought as a carbon. Af oif shein a kaddish. Oif also is never kaddish. Oitzi tarna b'nei yoina. So if so, pigeons and doves that we know are sub that we know can we do bring carbons from them. Shiyesh b'min a kaddish. Since sometimes we could bring carbonus from these species, let the halacha be that they should not be mechuyev in kisui adam. Says the Gemara, loy kechaya. Ma chaya lechalaktabo, just like all chayas are mechuyev in kisui adam, af oif loy tachlekboy, so too, don't make a difference by oifis, and all oifis are mechuyev in kisui adam. However, the achronim do suggest that if you have a specific bird that you brought as a carbon, a tyrant of b'nei yoina, of course that specific bird, since it's kachim, will not be mechuyev in kisui adam. Ask the Rishonim, but this explanation that he just, that the Gemara has just given is a good explanation why kachim is beach and not mechuyev in kisui adam. But why are kachim pedikabayis excluded from the chiyuv of kisui adam? So some Rishonim explain, like we said earlier, that every shechita of kachim pedikabayis, if the shechita took place before it was redeemed, it's a shechita shenaruya, and a shechita shenaruya is not considered a shechita that there should be a chiyuv a kisui hadam. Another explanation is that since chayis, as we're learning, cannot become kachim mizbeach, therefore even when it's kachay badikabayis, it doesn't have the same concept of kachay badikabayis, because anything that can't be kachay mizbeach can't be kachay badikabayis either. A very big chiddush. Says the Gemara, Amle Yaakov inol l'rova. Yaakov inol sat rova. There's actually a question amongst the Rishonim, what is the proper girsa here? Some say the proper girsa is Yaakov inol. Mino means we know he was an apikiris, and they explain that even though he was clearly an apikiris, but even an apikiris that says something that makes sense, as we're learning in Gemara, needs to be engaged. Another pshat is, another giris is not Yaakov Mino, that the Gemara is not quoting an apikiris, but rather the giris is Yaakov Mitzo. He asks, we learned earlier in our Masechta, Chaimlon Chaya b'chla behemoth simonim. The Torah, when it teaches about the simonim, or what is a kosher animal, tells it to us by behemoth. But we learned that the Torah, when it uses the word behemoth, it also means chaya. So ask the, and the same thing when the Torah says, so when the Torah says behemoth means chaya, and the Torah says chaya means behemoth. So ask the Gemara, if so, eimenami behemoth b'chla chiv l'kisui. Why don't we say the same thing, that even though the Torah only taught us the halacha of kisui adam, by chayis, it should really mean the same din applies by behemoth as well. Amalei, to which he responded, Alecha amakra, the pasuk says, Ala oris tishbechenu kamayim. The pasuk speaks about the slaughter of behemoth, And the Torah speaks about the issa to eat the dam. And the Torah speaks about the dam of a behema al oris tishpachena kumayim. Ma mayim, what do we learn from that pasuk? Ma mayim leboi kisui. Just like water certainly doesn't have a din of kisui. Hi, so to the blood of a behemoth loibai kisui. As we quoted the Ramban in the previous year, because in the Midbar, the only time that they were allowed to eat meat is if they brought the meat as a carbon. And when you bring the meat as a carbon, there's a number of procedures that have to take place after the Shrita, most notably the Zrika. And therefore, the Torah didn't require Kisui Adam because there's anyway time lag between the Shechita and the eating of the meat, which the entire purpose, says the Ramban, of Kisui Adam is to teach the person not to jump to eat immediately. Whereas Chayis for Oifis are not brought in the Mizbeach, and therefore the Torah says to do Kisui Adam that we shouldn't jump to eat right after we slaughter the Chayit Oif. Ask the Gemara, but if the Torah is teaching us here that water and blood of a the blood of a behem is considered like water, ask the Gemara, Ela ma'ata yet bilaba. We know that a mikveh is made out of water. But if the blood of the behemah has the same din as water, then the halacha should be that you should be allowed to make a mikveh out of behemah blood. Answers the Gemara. Amakra, the pasuk when it describes a mikveh, says, Ach mayun, obar mikveh mayim yitar, hani in, only water, midachrin aloi, no other liquid. Ask the Gemara, Vema, maybe what this pasuk is coming to teach us, hani mili limuti shar mashkin, other liquids. The like remain that are not considered halachically like water, indeed cannot be used to make a mikveh. Avol damdik remayim, blood, which the Gemara now said, blood of behemah, which is called water. Hachinami, maybe the Torah is saying that you can make a mikveh out of that blood as well. Answers the Gemara, tremuti. Ksivi. The pasuk says the word mayim twice. Mayim, mayim, or bar mayim. One to exclude all other liquids, and one to exclude the dam behemah. Ask the Gemara, who says that we should learn the pasuk that way? Perhaps the way to understand the pasuk is Emi Idivi Idilamuti Sharmash. Both psukim, both words Mayim, are talking about other liquids other than Dan Behema. Echad Lamuti Zoichlin, Echad Lamuti Mechunasim. One is to teach us that you can't have a pool of liquid other than water. And one is to teach other than water, and the other is to teach Taloch of Zoichlin. Taloch of Zoichlin is that we know that a mikveh is supposed to be made up of 40 saw of water that's kosher to be used as a mikveh. But the halacha is that if you have only 21 saw, most of the water you need, of kosher mikveh water, and you don't have any more, you could have water, be zoichel, flow along the floor, flow along the ground, into the mikveh, and the mikveh will be a kosher mikveh. So maybe the pasuk is teaching us that, but that's only done by water. So maybe the pasuk is teaching us that you can't have a pool of other liquids, nor zoichlin of other liquids, but dam behemah still will be fine. And as Ritva explains, if you can't have zoichlin, you certainly can't have mechunasim. So why do we need two meyutim? Says Ritva, because if we only had one pasuk, we would say that that pasuk is coming to teach us that mechunasim of other liquids is not a kosher mikveh. But perhaps zoichlin of other liquids is kosher. That's why we need two psukim, one for mechunasim and one for zoichlin. But we still haven't found the pasuk to eliminate and exclude dam behema. Answers the Gemara, tlasa mutik siva. There is actually three words. Mayim mayim, ubar mayim, mikveh mayim. So two are for zoichlin and mechunasim of other liquids. And the third one is for dam behemah. But as the Ritva, if that's the way we're learning, we really should need four psukim. One pasuk for zoichlin of other mashkin, another pasuk for mechunasim of other mashkin, a third pasuk for zoichlin of dam behemah, and a fourth pasuk for mechunasim of dam behemah. But we only have three psukim. Answer the Ritva, that once we have the third pasuk of mayim,
which as the Gemara now taught us, that third pasuk is coming to teach us that dam, behema, is not considered like mayim as far as hilchos mikvah is concerned. Once the pasuk teaches us that concept, that we cannot equate the dam behema to water as far as hilchos mikvah is concerned, it applies to all hilchos mikvah. Both in halacha mechunasim and zoichim. Because what it's teaching us is that as far as hilchos mikvah is concerned, dam should be considered like shar mashkim, dam behema should not be considered like mayim. And once it's considered like shar mashkim, we already have established through two psukim that both zoichlin and mechunasim are disqualified. Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says, in the parasha of Kisui Adam, Ashi Yotzit. Ein El Shi Yotzit. So if I only had that pasuk, I would think that the only time one may have the chiyuv of Kisui Adam is by animals that were actually captured. Nitzoydim v'oim v'malei menayim. But chayis v'oifis that did require tzedah. Kigoyim. Avzim tanagoyim. Geese and chickens that we have in our yard. How do we know that when we shech them, there's still a chiv of kisui adam? Tamaloy metzayid, become makom. Doesn't make a difference how. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Im kain, ma tamaloymer ashiyotzud. Why does the Torah say the word ashiyotzud, which seems to mean only when the animal was trapped? Answers the Gemara. Lim the Torah d'acher. The Torah wants to teach us a halacha. Shloyoch adam bas el be'azman azoyz. A person should only eat meat when it requires preparation. Pasuk Pshat, the Torah is teaching us, Ashiyotzud. You have to go out and capture the meat. Another Pshat that I saw is, Yotzud means that the meat came through being trapped. It didn't cost you anything. A person should not spend money on something like meat. Meat is considered a luxury, as we're going to see in the Gemara. And a person shouldn't spend meat on luxuries. Rav Tzadik explains, the Gemara says, Derecheret Shloyach Basa Elda Bahazmona. What the Torah means to say, says Rav Tzadik, is just like with somebody hasmona, that a person should only eat with prior thought. A person shouldn't just jump into eating. A person before he eats should slow down and think that he's eating in order to have koyach to serve Hashem. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha es gevulcha. Lim b'tayr darach eretz. The Torah is teaching us proper behavior. Shlo yarchiv adam bas el tiyavim. A person should only eat meat when he has a craving for it. A person should not eat meat on a regular basis. Yochel, yikach adam and a shuk for yochel. A person who needs meat should just go to the store and buy it. Tamaloymer, v'zavachta mekarcha o mitzayncha. Only if you have enough animals in your herd should you eat meat. Otherwise, don't just go buy meat. Yochel, z'yizvachka mekarcha o yochel. Somebody would think he should be able to slaughter all of his animals in order to eat. So Mepharshim explained, why would ever have a mina that somebody should kill all of his animals? So Mepharshim explained, speaking about a case where a person has only one or two animals, and he needs to eat meat, we would think that he should be allowed to shech them in order to eat. Tamaloymer, mibikarcha, loikal bikarcha. Only some of your cattle, not all of your cattle. Mitzoncha, loikal tzoncha. Some of your sheep, not all of them. Mikan amar v'loz ben azaria, mishyesh le'mona. If somebody only has a mona, Yikach lefasoi litra yeret. He should buy vegetables. Asar mona, he's baruch shem better off. Yikach lefasoi litra dogim. He should buy fish. Chamish mona, yikach lefasoi litra basa. He should buy meat. Neya mona, if he's extremely wealthy, yispesloi keder b'kol yoyim. He should put on meat every day. And in fact, I saw from the Rishonim, based on this Gemara, that the Pasuk is teaching us that only a person should live within his means. From this Gemara, the Rishonim teach us that a person has to be careful in his spending is a chiv deraisa. There's an interesting Ramban. The Ramban brings another raya to this concept, because the Ramban says that the Torah teaches us that the Kohen had to put on other clothing, upashas begodov, the lovish begodim acheir, he would have to put on other clothing when he took out the ash from the Azara. And the reason is because he didn't want his clothing to get dirty. From here we see, says the Ramban as well, how the Torah teaches us that we have to be careful with our material possessions. Ve'enach emes. Other people that don't have this kind of income, when do they eat? When should they eat meat? Says the Gemara, me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. Only on Shabbos. Amarav, tzrichem anu lochash l'diri zakim. We have to be concerned with what the Zakin said. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that the Zakin here is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why is he called Zakin? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is the famous pshat that the Ben Yonah says. We know that Ben Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old and he said, Harei ani kaben shivim shana. And that's why he's called here Zakin, because he looked like a Zakin. The Sam Sofer has a different pshat. The Sam Sofer says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we're going to learn in a moment that Rabbi Yochanan says that healthy people should eat meat according to this diet. But people who aren't that healthy should eat meat more often. Says the Sam Sofer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was such a person because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got old because he exerted himself in learning. He was up all night learning. And therefore, he was a person who was weak, and therefore needs to eat meat more often. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Abba, Mishpachas Brim Hava, Rav, who came from a healthy family, ate meat not that regularly. Abba Kagan Anu, people like us, Mishyesh Lepurta Besar Kisoy, if he has money, Yeritzena Lechan Vemi, he should go buy meat, so he should have proper nourishment. I'm Rav Nachman. We borrow money in order to be able to eat, because without proper nourishment we can't survive. I saw a very beautiful pshat from the Chayza. The Chayza says, actually, a Jew who's of the on the proper level, even his eating is considered a mitzvah. But very few people are on that level. So therefore, such people loving, borrow what they eat. It's borrowing in order, oichlin, they should be able to eat. And when we eat, we're borrowing that we should have koyach. Maybe our eating isn't on that level, but at least that we should be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs with the proper strength. The pasuk says, kvasim luluvashecha, lambs for your clothing, megas kvasim luluvashecha, you shear the wool off the lambs for clothing. Umechir soda tudim, says the Gemara, the pasuk is teaching us. Lailam yinka ada soda vikecha tudim, a person should sell his field and buy animals, vayyamka tudim vikecha soda, rather than sell animals and buy fields. Because, as we're going to see, how much we could get out of, how much could be gotten out of animals. Dail adam, vaday chayl izim, says the Mardai Lodim Shispan is Michal Gdun Tulanship of Pesach. A person can live off the milk of the animals in his home. Lachmacha Lechem Besecha. Lachmacha Kodim Lachem Besecha. A person, when it comes to eating, should nourish himself before the rest of the family, because since he's the person that earns wages and panos for the whole family, he has to be strong enough that he should earn proper wages. Armazut Bereid Rav Nachman. Ten chaim on their secha, mikan lomba darach eretz, shloyam odmas benoy bas v'yayin. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that a person should teach his family not to get used to a very expensive diet. Another pshat that I saw is that a person should get accustomed from when he's young not to have an expensive diet, so he won't need it for the rest of his life. Amar Rav Yochanan, Harotish is Aser, if somebody wants to get wealthy, yasek behemadaka. He should work with behemadaka, which is not an expensive, which is not that expensive. Although the Gemara says, as Tosfos, that ha'os behemadaka en rois min bracha, says Tosfos, that's only if the person has his behemadakis in the town. So it causes ayin hara. But if he has his behemadaka outside of town, we don't have to be concerned about ayin hara. Repech Shmikaret says a beautiful pshat. Harot shish asir yasik behemadaka. He says pshat azoy. Said the Gemara says that on Pesach is when we're judged on tefuah. On Pesach we're judged on our grain, which is another way of saying on Pesach we're judged on panasa. Why on Pesach specifically? So he explains, because on Pesach, when we eat an inexpensive or simple food matzah, a person who doesn't spend his life eating and requiring gashmias, that's the person that will be worthy of a shiras. So he says the same thing. I write to shiras aser. If somebody wants that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should decree that he should be wealthy, yasik behemadaka. He should have a behemadaka. He shouldn't be busy with expensive meat. If you have a simple, modest diet, that will bring, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a shiras. Amar Chizda, my ditziv ashtus tzoynecha, shim ashtus belayim. Somebody that works with sheep, which is behemadaka, indeed becomes wealthy. Rav Yochanan, kasa d'chasha v'loi kasa d'paisha. It's better to drink a cup from a kishif than lukewarm water. However, says the Gemara, "Hani milu b'klei matzos." That's only when it's in metal cup. Avu klei cheres, if it's an earthenware cup, less lamba. B'klei matzos nami, even when it's a metal cup, loyamarn loyshav betziv, you didn't put into it something like a herb, a tea, a coffee. But the Mefarshim say it has to be something that you normally put in a cup. It's not just enough that you should put something that doesn't belong in a cup at all. Avu shad betziv, if you put something into it, less lamba. B'chol shad betziv, even if you didn't put something into it, Loyamarin, Adloit Tzais, that you had never boiled it previously. Av Tzais, that you had boiled it already previously, less lumba, it's not a problem. Gon Rabbi Yochanan, Mishin Yechle Aviv Mois. If somebody's father left him over money, Veroitzel Avdom, and he wants to lose them, Yelvish Klepishtin, he should put on expensive linen clothing. Bishtamish Beklezachuchis, he should use glass utensils, the Yiskapal, the Yeshrimon, and it should hire workers and not remain with them. Yibush Klepishtin, the Kitna Ramesa. It refers to linen clothing that wears out very quickly. And even though Mefarshim explained that even though the Gemara says that they didn't have this expensive linen, they had it sometimes. Yishtach Klezchuchas, Bzukisa Chavarta, a very expensive glass. And I saw from the Klos Megareba that that's why he says the minig is that we break a glass under the chuppah to teach a chassan that he should get accustomed not to use expensive things. You have expensive things, they only can break and cause you a loss. Yiska Payalam Vayesh Rimayim B'tayri, it refers to oxen drivers and not to stay. Because as Mefarshim explained, when you have them working with axe and you don't properly supervise them, they can ruin the field that they're working on, or the axe could get ruined. And therefore the right thing is to be careful not to watch your workers. I saw a nice word that the Gemara says, Yisko pe'alan v'yeshiv imohem, if somebody wants to lose his money, he should hire workers and not be with them. And if you want to lose your health, yeshimon, and watch how they're working improperly, then you'll certainly not only lose your money, but you also have a lot of agmas nefesh. Darsh Ravia, Zimran Lam Mishmeder of Ami, Zimran Lam Mishmeder of Asi. I saw a nice pshat. Why did the Gemara just say Mishmeder of Ami and Rav Asi? The Mefarshim explained, on one hand, Rav Ami was the Gol Hador. On the other hand, Rav Asi was his Rebbe. So he didn't know what to do. So that's why sometimes he said in Rav Ami's name, and sometimes he said in Rav Asi's name. Ma'idik says, Toit ish choyner malva, yichal kudvar b'mishpat, lo'oilam yoichel odav yish the pachs v'mash yeshlo, a person should eat and drink less than his means, or buy clothing according to his means, because otherwise he'll be embarrassed with his padded clothing. And he should support and treat his wife and children even better than himself. Mafarshim explained, if he will treat the people who depend on him well, Hashem will see that he treats people that are dependent on him that well, that Hashem, who we're dependent on, will treat us properly. So Ben Yoyod explains what's pshat, that a person should treat his wife, buy them even above his means. So he explains, chas v'shom, it doesn't mean that a person should live beyond his means. What it means is that a person should do whatever he can to support his wife, and he should perhaps hold back from other expenses in order to be able to treat his wife in a proper way, because that's, if we treat and we show the people that we're supposed to respect, that kind of respect, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we rely on, will in court show us that proper respect as well.